Around, I'm John Batch with Malcolm Honla, and we're very pleased to welcome Ariel Kahana, reporting for JNS about Jordan. Jordan in the conflict is not mentioned as an adversary. However, the Jordanian border with Israel is the longest. It's 190 miles, I learned from Ariel, and the threat there is multi-faced. Ariel, a very good evening to you. I didn't think of Jordan as a threat, but we're looking at Jordan as a highway from bad actors to the east. Who are they? Can we list them? Good evening to you.
Good evening, Malcolm and John. Thanks for having me again on your show. So as you said, John, it is the longest border of Israel, going from the north to the south, from the Galilee, Sea of Galilee, to actually the Red Sea, or to a large region, if you know the map, along the Jordan Valley and the Jordan River, and the Dead Sea as well. So with Jordan, I have to remind we have a peace agreement for about 30 years, and it is a good one. There is a good security cooperation between the armies of Israel and the Kingdom of Jordan. Yet Jordan is threatened by more than a few groups and very strong one. From inside, they have the Muslim Brotherhood. They are quite strong in Jordan, but that's a problem that the King Abdullah is dealing with for many years. And let's say he controls it in one way or another. The new threat is Iran. I mean, it's new regarding Jordan. Iran is again an old problem as well. But what goes on in the last months, maybe even for 2 years now, is that Iran is sending ammunition from Syria, from Iraq, through Jordan to Israel. There are a lot of smugglers who are bringing the ammunition, the guns, the pistols, and so on, just smuggling it along the Jordan Valley. And from there, it goes to the West Bank, to Judea and Samaria. And from there, either to terrorists or to even the Green Line. That's an issue that the army is dealing with, the Israeli army is dealing with for 2 years now. We are talking about 3,000 guns who were brought this way from Jordan into Israel, illegally, of course. That's one issue that the IDF is fighting with the cooperation of Jordan, I have to say, for about 2 years. The new phenomena of the last months are militias, Iranian militias, who are attacking Jordan. About 3 weeks ago, there was actually a day of fight from Syria. An Iranian militia tried to challenge Jordan from the Syrian border. The Jordanian Air Force had to get involved to stop them. It was a day fight, 14 hours. That's according to a formal announcement from the Jordanian army. Now, the issue is, or at least in Israel, I'm going to the bottom line now, there is some fear here in Israel that those Iranian militias coming from Syria or from Iraq will cross Jordan, reach the Jordan Valley, which means the border in Israel, and from the Jordan Valley will attack Israeli villages who are sitting for decades along the Jordan River. And I'm not talking only about, what people call settlements, I mean, West Bank, but including in, again, the Sea of Galilee, or the Kinneret, if you know the Hebrew name, the kibbutzim, a very old kibbutzim, who in the last weeks hearing gunshots every night. That's part of the problem. And from Israeli point of view, it's not a front yet, John, going to a question. It's not a front, but it is a new challenge that we definitely have to deal with.
How do the people and the government of Jordan react to the presence, the growing presence of Hamas, Hezbollah, these other groups? Do they see it as a trap for them that they get dragged into a war they don't want? Does the Palestinian population, which is about 2/3 of Jordan, actually identify with these forces? How do they react to it?
So I guess, Malcolm, as you know, Jordan is talking, speaking with two voices. Publicly, what they say is support the Palestinians. They will not condemn Hamas for the evil he did. They will not support Israel, of course. they will try to hide the peace agreement they have with Israel. That's what they say publicly. And actually, from time to time, even Jordanian leaders are inciting against Israel. That happened about 2 years ago with a Jordanian prime minister who actually called his people to kill Jews. It was unbelievable, but that did happen. So that's what they say publicly. The other side, or the other language which they use secretly, is the good security cooperation with Israel. Because under the table, they understand, I mean, the Jordanian kingdom understand very well that the extreme Islam is a threat over Jordan, just as it is over us in Israel. They afraid to say it publicly because of the streets, because of the public opinion in the kingdom. Because as you said, 2/3 of the population is not Jordanian, it's Palestinian. And many of them do support the extreme Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood. So secretly, they do fight. Usually, the Jordanian army actually is cooperating with the IDF, with Israel, to fight the threats of the extreme Islam. But again, you won't hear it publicly. So that's a double language they use. We have to suffer it, unfortunately. This is kind of hypocrisy. But that's the kind of the Middle East.
I understand, Ariel, that the Muslim Brothers are very powerful in Amman.
If you're asking about the current story, I told you before, I'm not sure it's related. The new phenomena, as I said, it goes to Iran. Actually, it comes from Iran, to be more accurate, and it's a new challenge Jordan has and we have. Muslim Brotherhood, as you know, it's a very old movement in the Middle East, and not only in the Middle East, and in Jordan for decades. So as far as I know, it's not directly connected. Maybe the smugglers, those who are, as I said before, who are bringing the ammunition from Jordan to Israel, are related to the Muslim Brotherhoods. But I believe the smugglers are doing it for money and maybe as a motivation. But I'm not sure it's an operational connection between the new Iranian militias and the Muslim Brotherhoods, as far as I know.
30 seconds, Malcolm.
Then quickly, just about the drones from Iraq that Israel brought down. What is the significance if these Iraqi groups try to get into conflict, only as far as Iran pushes them or their own motivation?
No question, Malcolm, that Iran is behind every threat against Israel, and not only against Israel, actually the entire world. I just saw the other day an announcement from the White House that what happens in the Red Sea with the Houthi in Yemen, it's a threat over on the freedom of ships, you know, bringing every kind of supply to our life for the entire world. So Iran is not a threat only for Israel or for the region. Iran is a threat for the world, and I do hope very well that the entire world will fight back, because now we are in a war, but others should definitely join us to defeat Iran, because again, it's a great risk for everyone.
Ariel Kahane is senior diplomatic commentator for Israel Hayom. Malcolm Holine, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.